Afternoon, everyone. I'm Mimi Wei. I'm a PhD student from China Agricultural University. Today, I want to talk about the proposition correcting thermal TDR sensor. Thermal TDR sensor combines a heat pulse method and a TDR method. It can measure the thermal properties and water content at the same time. Usually, the thermal TDR has a probe length less than 4 cm long. It is good for the heat pulse method because it can avoid probe deflection. Probe deflection can lead to the probe spacing changing and lead to large errors in the measured heat capacity and water content. But if we choose longer probes, even we can get accurate TDR measured water content values. But the longer probes are more likely to be deflected. The probe spacing correct method it has more than one semester in one temperature probe, so we can get the probe spacing in situ. Even the probes are deflected. We introduce this probe spacing correct method into the thermal TDR sensor to make a longer, that is a 630 meter long probe, so we can get accurate heat pulse results and also accurate TDR results. Yeah. Here are the results. Yeah, the first figure is the results for the heat pulse measured water content values. The black symbols in this figure, probes are deflected. As the black symbols are the water content values without the correcting, and the blue symbols are the water content values after the correcting. And we can see the black symbols distributed a little far from the one-to-one line. That means it has a large error in the measured water content values. But after the correcting, we can see the blue symbols distributed close to the one-to-one line. That means the errors are decreased. And the second figure is the measured water content values. We use two kinds of soil and two sensors, and all of them can give us a very accurate water content value because it distributed very close to the one-to-one line. So we can get the conclusion that, yeah, this new 630 meter long probes can provide accurate water content, heat pulse measured water content values. Even the probes are deflected, and also it can provide us a very accurate soil water content values. If you want to know more details about the probe spacing correct method and more details about my research, you can come to my poster. Yeah, number 1254. Okay, thank you. That's all. Any questions?
Yes.
Yeah, I transfer the it to the volume water content. Yeah.
So on the X scale, that's actually the volumetric water content,
yeah.
Not the gravimetric.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And then you mentioned that even the probe parts deflected. You mean like the deform?
Yeah,
So after you install in the soil, how do you know if it is, you know, bent or
yeah, and I mentioned at first because we have more than one semester in one temperature probe.
Okay.
So if it is not deflected, you can get the same temperature curve changing with time for different semesters. If you see you get different temperature curve changing with time, so you will know the probes are deflected.
Oh, yeah. So
yeah, maybe it's not deflected, but when you insert it in the soil, it may deflected. But whatever, we don't know. But we can get that from your temperature changing curve. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for your question.